Well, welcome everybody, and it is hard to believe that we're on the final few days of the month of April. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine. In fact, go to visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County area offers the Niobrara River, the national scenic river that is voted as the number one adventure river in the Midwest and one of the top 10 in the United States. How about international dark skies? If you're into stargazing, Merritt Reservoir is the place to go. They have the International Dark Skies designation, the first one in Nebraska. 300-plus motel rooms and much, much more to take in at visitvalentine.com.
And it's in the books, folks. Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry in Valentine, Nebraska is a wrap. After changing it from the previous 30 years of being held in October, they've moved it to April to be a more convenient date. Things went well. It's the same great event. And make sure you get it on your calendar for next year.
You know, Tri-State Livestock News is not flashy. They don't have that full-color magazine type. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agricultural news and connecting you with local buyers and sellers. And you know what? The readers appreciate it. They come to them, to the Tri-State Livestock News, for one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim, what do you have to share?
I'm going to kick things off with an article called What It Means to Be Young. I don't have an author. This is how it goes. Youth is not a time of life. It is a state of mind. It is not a matter of rosy cheeks, red lips, and supple knees. It is a matter of the will, a quality of the imagination, a vigor of the emotions. It is the freshness of the deep springs of life. Youth means the predominance of courage over timidity, of adventure over the love of ease. This often exists in a man of 60 more than in a boy of 20. Nobody grows old merely by the number of years. We grow old by deserting our ideals. Years may wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. Worry, doubt, self-trust, fear, and despair, these bow the heart and turn the spirit back to dust. Whether 60 or 16, there is in every human being's heart the love of wonder, the sweet amazement at the stars and the star-like things, the undaunted challenge of events, the unfailing childlike appetite for what next, and the joy of the game of living. You are as young as your faith, as old as your doubt, as young as your self-confidence, as old as your fear, as young as your hope, as old as your despair.
Well, if you don't know the author, you've heard of Norman Vincent Peale, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He had a column out called Think Positive, Inspirations from One of America's Greatest Motivators, and I thought I would share that here in a couple minutes. If you want to get somewhere, you have to know where you want to go and how to get there. Then, never, never, never give up. The secret of life isn't in what happens to you, but what you do with what happens to you. Help other people to cope with their problems, and your own will be easier to cope with. Never use the word impossible seriously again. Toss it into the verbal wastebasket. Self-trust is the first secret of success, so believe in it and trust yourself. Stand up for your obstacles and do something about them. You'll find that they haven't half the strength you think they have. Joy increases as you give it and diminishes as you try to keep it to yourself. In giving it, you will accumulate a positive joy greater than you ever believed possible. How you think about a problem is more important than the problem itself, so always think positively. And go at life with abandon. Give it all you've got, and life will give all it has to you. Think Positive from Norman Vincent Peale.
After the old man reached his 100th birthday, a local radio station interviewed him. "What is your secret to longevity?" the reporter asked. "I never argue with anyone," the man replied. "Surely that can't be it," said the reporter. The man shrugged. "I suppose you're right." And why are coins made out of metal?
I don't know.
Because change is hard. That's right, folks. That's just a little bit of some good things that we've decided to share with you today. Sending a shout out to everyone who is listening from Wheatland, Wyoming at KYCN 1340 AM, Kickin' Country in Brookings, KBRK 1430 AM. Thank you for tuning in for the good stuff.